Kamala, Joe Biden transition team misspells Kamala Harris. By Kyle Olson on November 10, 2020. The Biden-Harris transition team misspelled Senator Kamala Harris's DCA name as Kamala in an announcement on Monday. The team, which is operating under the media's declaration that former Vice President Joe Biden is president-elect, issued the following statement. On Tuesday, November 10, President-elect Joe Biden will deliver remarks in Wilmington, Delaware, on the stakes for families across the country in Texas v. California, the Trump administration's lawsuit to overturn the Affordable Care Act, and his plan to expand access to quality, affordable health care, it read. The president-elect will be joined by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Democrats have previously alleged racism at the mispronunciation of Harris's name. The Associated Press, AP, reported in August. Harris' first name is pronounced Kamala, or, as she explains in her biography, Kamala, like the punctuation mark. But mispronunciations have been rampant in the days since the California senator became the first Black woman and the first Asian American woman named to a major party's ticket. Pence referred to her as Kamala, putting his emphasis on the second syllable, at events last week. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel did the same on Wednesday, as did Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania on Thursday, the day after Harris delivered a primetime speech accepting the Democratic nomination, a speech he indicated he watched. It is an effort to diminish her, Fatima Goss Graves, president of the National Women's Law Center Action Fund, declared to the AP. It's designed to signal difference. The AP said, Harris supporters say there is a difference between someone who makes an honest mistake and wants to correct it and people who knowingly mispronounce her name, or who don't care enough to get it right. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.